Last year, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission recalled approximately 2 million Mattel and Fisher-Price toys manufactured in China. The commission says the toys contained excessive lead in surface paint, in some instances more than 83 times the legal level. Overall, the two companies agreed to settle an investigation by making a $12 million payment to 38 other states besides Florida and comply with more stringent lead standards.
The new rule, besides the dollar settlement that we've gotten in this whole process, is that beginning with all toys manufactured after November 30 of this year, 2008, they have agreed that there will be no greater on the surface coating of paint than 90 parts per million. That's a huge drop from 600 parts per million.
The companies also announced that they will notify attorneys general within 90 days of a confirmation anytime they find lead in their toys in excess of 90 parts per million that they manufacture. The attorney general afforded a detail why lead's toxicity is harmful.
Well, the lead is it's very toxic. Lead can cause seizures. Lead can lead to death if you have lead in toys that are too much. And this has been a very serious problem nationwide with lead in toys. And so this settlement with Fisher-Price and Mattel is very big in that regard because it is very serious. In the old days, we didn't know about lead poisoning happening as much. We saw the symptoms and we said, well, where did it come from? And it often has come from toys in this case.
When asked what would happen with the money awarded to Florida in the settlement, McComb said most of it would be to pay the attorneys who worked on the case.
But the rest of it will go into a pool of money that we use in our economic crimes division, we call it, for protecting consumers. That's what it's all about. So we use it for making further investigations.